Criminal law. In reminding you that there is no single criminal code in the UK, although it is desirable by most commentators, but rather an emphasis on the independence of prosecuting authorities and the judiciary, criminal law proceedings are normally initiated by the state or its agents. Agents are the police and the Crown Prosecution Service, the latter acting as the main prosecution agency. Both agents act in the name of the Crown. Regina versus Johns. There are also private prosecutions, which are brought by members of the public or companies, and not by the state. Common examples include big shops conducting their own private prosecutions against shoplifting, less serious crime. The criminal process begins with the arrest of the suspect who is accused of an alleged crime. That is, the plaintiff makes an accusation against the defendant. Refer to Table 1, 2 and 3 below. The suspect may be held on long periods on remand. She or he is held in legal custody or sent to the local prison whilst they await trial, while the crime is investigated by the police, or released on bail, paying a specified sum to the court by requiring custodians, called sureties, to produce the offender in court or to forfeit the bail money if the offender fails to appear in court. Therefore, the bailed offender is said to be released into the custody of the sureties. Both procedures take place during adjournment, postponement of the hearing. If, in the former case, remand, the alleged crime is triable summarily or on indictment, the police lay an information against the suspect offender before a magistrate's court. That is, a police officer provides the court with a concise statement of the charge, called an information, whether in writing or verbally, so that the offender may appear in court to answer his charges. This process requires the service to review the criminal case instituted by the police in order to determine whether there is admissible and sufficient evidence to proceed. This is done by the prosecution agency through a two-part test. Evidential sufficiency. There must be admissible and substantial evidence that the accused committed the offence. Sufficient evidence to proceed is also dependent upon a realistic prospect of conviction rather than a bare prima facie case, that is, one which is not to be taken as proved in the absence of adequate evidence to the contrary. Public interest. The prosecution must also be in the public interest. This is decided by considering, for example, the likely penalty, the attitude of the plaintiff, mental illness, that is, the likely effect of proceedings on the offender's mental health, and old age, except when the offence is a serious one. If both requirements are met, the prosecutor, a solicitor or barrister as a Crown prosecutor, prosecutes the defendant. Depending on the gravity of the offence, the case will be heard in the magistrate's court or the Crown court. The prosecutor must prove to the court, beyond reasonable doubt, that the alleged offender committed the offence charged on the basis of the principle of the presumption of innocence. An accused person is presumed innocent until proven guilty beyond reasonable doubt by the prosecution. The court must then determine, by cross-examination, whether or not the defendant is guilty. While in the magistrates' courts it is for the magistrates to decide this matter, in the Crown Court it is for the jury to decide questions of fact, and for the trial judge to decide questions of law. Where the defendant is not found beyond reasonable doubt to have committed the alleged crime, the court must acquit him following a verdict or finding of not guilty, and the defendant cannot be retried for the same offence on fresh evidence. On the other hand, a verdict of guilty by the court will lead to punishment, which is declared in the sentence of the court. In English law, punishment is governed by two fundamental principles. Nulla pena sine legge, no punishment without a law, meaning that it may be specified by statute or by common law principles. And nullum crimen sine legge, there is no crime except when it is prescribed by a law, otherwise known as the principle of legality. Punishment may range from custodial sentences, imprisonment, and a fine, money penalty, to community sentences.